The band Trash Can Bandits makes music in the middle of places, in the middle of the past and present, in the middle of bluegrass and ragtime. And recently, they made music right in the middle of the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Katie Hendrickson invited Ed Cheek, Patty Steele, Nick Clark, and Dane Gamble to KUAF to discuss their influences, explain their band's name, and play a couple of songs. Just to give you an idea of how much sound the Trash Can Bandits can make, here's an incomplete list of the instruments they bring to a stage: trumpet, drums, banjo, clarinet, spoons, mandolin, and guitar. When the four musicians came to KUAF, Katie asked them about their overall approach to music.
I'll put you on the spot and ask, what is the attitude of Trash Can Bandits?
It's just intensity in the fullest, but using instrumentation and voicing that doesn't usually go with that kind of attitude. Like, you could almost say that it's rockabilly, but it's not.
Or it's bluegrass, and it's not.
Yeah. I don't know. Attitude as it goes on stage typically just comes out as, like, I don't know, just ruckus. Just ruckus.
I used to always tell them they're pirates, because their attitudes was not necessarily like, they're not going to steal your stuff from you, you know, because pirates do tend to steal items. But
it's a more abstract thievery.
Here we go. Now we're getting on it.
It's always been this kind of air of, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next, so make it count. Time is precious.
Yeah, we work hard at what we do, but we pretty much always fly by the seat of our pants when it comes down to it.
I think that's where some of the charm comes from.
Yeah.
And y'all are getting to play songs for us in the studio. What songs are you going to play?
This song is one that has been there since the very beginning. It kind of has a jazz, swing, New Orleans kind of feel to it. It features Patty on the clarinet. In the words of Dane, it's a song about the He-Man Woman Haters Club called Queen of Hearts.
Yeah. I love this song.
Yep.
Can't wait to play it.
This is the Queen of Hearts.
Seen a thing like you. Silent night, they turn her lips. Steal her breath with the tornado hips. Pretty little girl, they never seen a thing like you. I said no, 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 no. One more try.
try. One more try. One more try. One more try.
And you have a brand new album out called The Righteous and the Wicked?
Actually, where we recorded, East Hall Studios.
Chris Moore, he's the best.
Yeah, Chris Moore, he recorded everything on a reel. We recorded to tape, you know, and then he does a whole bunch of trickery to make it digital and then tape again and then digital and kind of makes it all gel together. We had what we like to call bandits banter between our songs. Some of the more memorable stuff actually made it onto the album. So whenever you listen to a song, you then... hear us just rambling about something. I mean, just something nonsense. Stupid in that
town. Yeah, and it was something that I really wanted too. I wanted it to be an album where you feel like we're your friends. You know what I mean? Like
you're
we're
a part
just
of
like
it.
Yeah,
right
like
there with you.
Yeah, like we're just hanging out at the recording studio, watching us be dorks. You know, so that's really what we were trying to encompass. And I feel like it. You know, like Chris did a really good job of incorporating that into the album. Yeah.
And you really do have to listen. I feel like it's like an old record when you used to buy records, because you really need to listen from the beginning to the end and don't skip around, because you miss some of those little things that happen at the end of songs. And I feel like that you really get a kind of a little peek at who we are as a band and who we are even individually, because there's a lot of us going on in there.
There's a lot of us.
Stack the deck, and if you shuffle it, then it's not going to make quite as much sense. You might not win.
And how about the other song you're playing?
It's a very stream of consciousness sort of experience. I had been sitting on my parents' back porch for too long with too much coffee. Ended up just writing down some lyrics and noodling around on guitar, and that was how the song came out. It has a very sunny day sort of feel to it. Very stream of conscious, but I think it's relatable to everyone to some extent, you know, so.
Very wistful.
Yeah, it's very wistful. And it's the idea of it being that stream of consciousness, because sometimes songwriters don't allow that. You know, they're trying to structure so much and they forget that sometimes things can just happen. And I like that about Dane's writing, is that sometimes it just has a flow to it that's natural for him.
Right on the set.
Started
talking to myself. I do that a lot, actually. Just kind of ramble and stop listening. But now when the rain comes, I just ask my friends for help. Oh, oh. You see, the fireworks are petals in the spring. Oh, oh. You know we'd never see the blooms if we'd never seen the rain, 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 the rain. Yourself alive, oh, oh. And if there's one thing that I've learned here, it's that nothing ever seems to say, no, it don't, no, it don't. But I'm right here, right now. I love you and I like it that way.
Much for coming in and sharing your music with
yes.
us.
Yeah,
no problem.
Yes.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Oh,
appreciate
so excited.
The Trash Can Bandits inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The Trash Can Bandits are Patty Steele, Dane Gamble, Nick Clark, and Ed Cheek. They talked with KUAF's Katie Hendrickson. You can hear Katie, by the way, every Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KUAF with her program Of Note, and every Sunday evening at 5 with Sunday Symphony.